with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on four select tires. Use the Ford Service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by West County Nissan, PM Barbecue, and Heartland Bank on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm your Friday afternoon host, Paul Harris. You can just think of me as the giant eyeball that's washed up on the beach of life. I'm proud to be in the midst of it. Every Friday at this time, we play the Harris Challenge, but we can't play without you as a contestant. So if you haven't played in the last month, please turn that off.
You don't like that?
Thank you. No.
No DeBarge?
No.
Will
you step on?
No.
Is it? No, that was DeBarge.
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 L. DeBarge, please.
L. DeBarge.
If you haven't played in the last month and you'd like to play now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. And this just in, the presidential election is now over because Lindsay Lohan has endorsed Mitt Romney.
So all right.
Forget about the polls. Forget about everything else. It's over. So here we go, playing the Harris Challenge, and here comes our first contestant of the day. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Hi, how are you guys? Love your show. Thanks. Glad you're on Fridays now.
I appreciate that very much. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm almost 50 years old. I have two sets of twins, and my kids make fun of me for listening to talk radio.
How old are the twins?
24 and 16.
Well, the 24-year-old should know better. The 16-year-olds, they're going to make fun of you no matter how old you are. 16-year-old, it's in genetically. It's not something that they get from you. It goes back, you know, millions of years. So many generations we can't even count. If you're a 16-year-old and you're not making fun of your father, then dad is doing something terribly wrong. I can remember when my daughter was 16 years old, and anything I said, Dad, stop breathing, Dad.
What do you know?
I can hear that over here, Dad. I have friends coming over. You're not going to breathe, are you? So I completely sympathize, Mike. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions are all locked up for a week until they leak out here. There's got to be a better word than that. Spring to life here on Friday afternoons, and you get to choose which one you'd like. Category one, Alex Karras is dead. Category two.
Oh.
He is?
Category two, Saturday Night Live is 37. Or category three, can I quote you? Which one would you like, Mike?
Oh, boy. What the heck? Let's go with can I quote you.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. If you don't know one right away and you want to pass on it, you can do that. And then pick it up later if you have time before the buzzer sounds at the 60-second mark. That's when we tally up your scores. And if you get 8 points or more, you're going to win our fabulous prize package. Now, if only there were someone here who could tell us what that prize package is.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. You'll get an El Tio Pepe gift certificate. Authentic Mexican food with two locations in St. Charles County. We also have a Westport Car Wash gift certificate. Good for one free car wash in Westport Car Wash with three locations. And a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
That's a prize package with a value of well over $1 million. And we only say that so the IRS comes and hunts you down, Mike. You understand.
I gotcha.
I do have to tell you the warning here, again, federally required, that I warn you that if you get 7 points or less, you will be punished. Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. Under those terms, let's proceed now with the category, can I quote you? Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who said he hoped his four children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character?
Pass.
Complete this quote by Sir Walter Scott. Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
When we something to deceive.
I'm going to give it to you. When first we practice to deceive. Question three.
You.
Who did Henry Lee eulogize in 1799 as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen?
John Paul Jones.
George Washington. What was Paul Kantner referring to when he said, if you can remember anything about them, you weren't really there?
Woodstock.
The 60s. Which English playwright said, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them? And if I were you, I'd go with the most famous English playwright of all time.
Shakespeare.
That's correct.
Thanks.
The one-pointer, the guy who hoped his four children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, an obscure guy by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Ah, I didn't realize time was up yet.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't hear the buzzer, sorry.
That's why I gave you the hint on the Shakespeare question.
Appreciate it.
You got the five, you got the two, and that's only 7 points, Mike. I'm sorry. Just at the threshold where I will have to punish you. But the punishment is going to come from one of two rather attractive women, and you can choose which one you'd like. You can have Cameron Diaz punish you, or you can have Cate Blanchett. Both wonderful actresses. Hmm. Both attractive women. Which one would you like to have punish you?
I like her movies better, so I'll take Cate Blanchett.
All right. Here she comes.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Wow.
Gosh.
Just walk on by.
All right, they're going to walk on by if you keep singing like that, Kate.
Wow, don't quit acting.
Mike, I'm glad you played.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. By the way, that is a scene from the movie Bandits with Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Willis.
I've never seen it.
If you haven't seen it, they play two guys who are bank robbers who come up with the idea to rob the bank. They go the night before to the bank manager's house and they sleep over at his house and hold him hostage until in the morning they take him to the bank and open it up and rob the bank. And she plays this unbelievably attractive redheaded housewife who they encounter along the way, and she goes along and has adventures with them. It's called Bandits. I recommend it. It's probably about 15 years old, but a lot of people missed it. So just a recommendation for you while we move on to our next contestant. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Paul. Welcome back to the airwaves.
Thank you very much. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am a retired mailman. I work for Enterprise Leasing now, so if you need a lease or rent a car, call Enterprise. We will pick you up.
We will pick you up. All right. Oh. Pat, we have three categories here. Alex Karras is dead. Saturday Night Live is 37. Or we add to the board, the human body.
I'll take Alex Karras.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What team did Karras play for as a defensive tackle for 12 years in the NFL?
That would be the Detroit Lions.
Correct. In what Mel Brooks movie did he play Mongo?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. Karras played college football for the Iowa Hawkeyes and later appeared on a TV series about a doctor named Hawkeye. What was that show?
That would be MASH.
Correct. Who did Karras replace in the Monday Night Football booth? Was it Fred the Hammer Williamson, Fran Tarkenton, or Don Meredith?
I'm going to take a guess and say Don Meredith.
You should have said the Hammer, Fred Williamson.
Well.
Who was the child actor who became a star appearing with Alex Karras in the sitcom Webster?
I was afraid you were going to ask that. It was a young black kid. I don't know his name.
Well, you have a few seconds to think about it.
Give me a clue or a lifeline.
Was it Rodney Allen Rippey?
Okay, here's your clue. He was a child actor, and he was in a sitcom with Alex Karras.
I don't know. I will come up with it.
Oh, did you say Emmanuel Lewis?
That's what I was going to say, yes.
Yeah, you should have before the buzzer.
Man. Thanks, Pat.
By the way, just a little note here about Alex Karras that I did not know until I read this online today. He got in a little bit of trouble because he owned a bar that some people were doing some gambling on. Some organized crime guys were doing some gambling in the bar, and the NFL told him he had to give it up. And while they were investigating this, he admitted he had placed bets on NFL games with these guys from the mob. And so he was suspended by the league for a year. And then he came back. And by the way, in that year away, he went into pro wrestling. And then he came back into the NFL, and his team, the Detroit Lions, went out, and he was the captain, and he goes out to midfield, and they're the visitor, and the referee says, okay, you're going to call heads or tails, and Kara says, I'm sorry, sir, I'm not allowed to gamble. You got to love a guy like that. Pat, I'm sorry you only got 6 points for the one, the two, and the three. That means you have to be punished. Would you like it to be Cameron Diaz or Cate Blanchett?
Well, Cameron Diaz is a skank, so let's do Cate Blanchett.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that was a little bit harsh. All right, Ms. Blanchett, continue.
Make believe that you don't see my tears. Just let me grieve in private, because each time I see you, I break down and cry. So what the mind?
All right. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much. Okay, our next contestant is you, Jeffrey. How are you today?
Fantastic, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm an aspiring cartoonist shopping around my cartoon called Dropped as a Child.
Wow. Oh. Is it a like a newspaper comic strip? Or?
Yeah, it's a one panel. They call them gags.
Uh-huh.
And
like Far
Side. Of course, all the newspapers and magazines are going under, and it's a long shot at best.
Yeah.
But I have my wife's support, and that's all you can ask in life.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope you're as successful as Gary Larson was with the Far Side, or the McCoy brothers, who are from the
or
East
Mike
Side.
Or Mike Peters.
Yeah, or Mike Peters, or any of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Best of luck to you with that, Jeffrey. Which category would you like? We have Saturday Night Live is 37, The Human Body, or we add now Miscellaneous Multiple Choice, always the most deceptive category.
I think I'm going to take a stab at Saturday Night Live.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the host of the first show 37 years ago yesterday? Was it Steve Martin, George Carlin, or Paul Simon?
George Carlin.
Correct. Which SNL cast member wrote and starred in the movie Bridesmaids?
I can see her. Kristen, pass.
In a 2008 skit where Tina Fey played Sarah Palin, who played Hillary Clinton?
I haven't watched him recently, pass, sorry.
Which cast member holds the record for most years on the show at 14 years? Daryl Hammond, Phil Hartman, or Tim Meadows?
I'm going to go with Tim Meadows.
Daryl Hammond.
Who
played both Ross Perot and George H.W. Bush in a 1992 debate sketch?
The guy, and he was with Mike Myers and I'm drawn the blanks is
okay. Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to check with the judges on this. Can we accept the guy you know with Mike Myers?
No.
That would be no, Paul.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And it was interesting, too, Jeffrey, the cartoonist, said he's drawing a blank.
Yeah, that's good.
It's so easy when you're not playing.
Tell me about it.
The guy who did Ross Perot and Bush at the same time in the debate was Dana Carvey. Remember Not Gonna Do That? That was him. Amy Poehler played Hillary Clinton in those hysterical skits 4 years ago. And Kristen, I don't know her last name, was Kristen Wiig. Jeffrey only got 1 point for just random. And by the way, I heard you about to say Daryl Hammond, and you changed to Tim Meadows.
Yes.
I would have thought Tim Meadows, too. He's been on there a long
14,
time.
He was on there 10 or 11 years, I think. Wow. But Jeffrey, you only got 1 point, so which beautiful actress would you like to have punish you, Cameron Diaz or Cate Blanchett?
Well, I was a big fan of Something About Mary, so let's go with Cameron Diaz.
Just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself.
Wow.
I'm so used to doing everything for you.
Okay. I love that moment in the movie. The movie, by the way, is My Best Friend's Wedding. I love that moment in the movie where they left in, because that's actually her singing in a restaurant, and that's an extra who wasn't supposed to speak who yelled out, "You suck!" And they left it in, and when you're an extra and you get a line, you get paid a lot more. They paid that extra more for that line.
Wow, which was worse, her performance or mine today?
I think we know.
I'm gonna call it a tie. Thanks so much. This was a blast.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a good weekend. Good luck with the strip. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm an account manager for Southwest Plastic Binding and Laminating here in beautiful Maryland Heights, 314-739-4400.
We have some people here today who get the 5 second plug commercial endorsement opportunity.
Nice.
I like that. Which category do you want, Larry? We have the human body or miscellaneous multiple choice?
Human body.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which human organ is surrounded by a sac called the pericardium?
The heart.
Correct. What do the lacrimal glands do?
Pass.
In what organ is insulin created?
The pancreas.
Correct. What's the name of the tube that goes from the nose to the esophagus? Is it the larynx, the pharynx, or the garynx?
The larynx.
It's the pharynx. What part of a baby has a soft spot called the fontanelle?
That would be the head.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. What do the lacrimal glands do?
Lacrimate. I don't know.
Lacrimate.
I'm going to give it to you.
That's
correct. They lacrimate. In non-medical terms, that would be creating tears, but I'm pretty sure any MD would tell you, they lacrimate. That's correct.
I won.
Yes, you did. You got everything but the four-pointer. That's 11 points. Larry, you're a winner. Congratulations. Have a great weekend. Stand by, Larry, and Dan will tell you what you won.
Okay.
All right, here's our final contestant today. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to say hello to my children, Molly and Sam, my wife, Dana, and go Cardinals.
All right, your only category, a big game tonight. I'm going to talk to Jim Holder about that in a second. Well, which category would you like here, miscellaneous multiple choice or miscellaneous multiple choice?
Let's go with multiple choice.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the most densely populated U.S. state? Is it New York, Illinois, or New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Correct. Which came first, the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, or the Iron Age?
The Stone Age.
Correct. Which of these U.S. territories is furthest south, Guam, American Samoa, or Wake Island?
Pass.
Which of these is not a permanent member of the UN Security Council? France, Spain, or Russia?
Spain.
Correct. Which group is associated with the phrase Rainbow Warriors? Is it Greenpeace, Amnesty International, or the Peace Corps?
How about the Peace Corps?
Greenpeace. Now you need this for the win. Which of these U.S. territories is furthest south? Guam, American Samoa, or Wake Island?
Ooh, how about Samoa?
Your guess is American Samoa, and the correct answer is... American Samoa.
Yeah,
right. Nice going, Nick. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
10 points is a winner for you, and you get the fabulous prize package, which Dan will tell you about on the phone. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday, right around 5:15, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And let's go to the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Chair, where Tim Weiland is standing by to tell you about traffic.
Thanks a lot, Dan. They've cleared that accident on southbound 170, but traffic is jammed up from Page through 64. Eastbound 270, you're slow now between West Florissant and the Canal Bridge. They've cleared the accident from 367. Southbound 270 still bogged down from Page through Big Bend. Westbound 64 at Kings Highway, you've got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic is jamming back to Compton, and then westbound 70 at Cave Springs. They were working with an accident there. Slow back to 94, and then it's heavy again from Mid Rivers Mall Drive through TR Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Chair, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. After we get done here in about a half hour or so, Jim and Jim will take over. That's Jim Hewer and longtime KTRS and St. Louis sports broadcasting legend Jim Holder with the KTRS Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show. That's right. It's nonstop counting down. They start at 1 million. I understand that tonight you're counting down by threes. Is that true, Jim?
Oh no, we're doing it by 25s actually tonight, so we can be sure that we can get up to Ferrell Field tomorrow at 2:30.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. How are you?
I am well, Paul. Great to hear you.
Thank you.
We've had a chance to do this a couple of times together, I think, and
yep.
It's always a pleasure to spend time with you, Paul.
Likewise.
First of all, as you had indicated, Jim Hewer and I are out here at the Mizzou store, Paul. It's a fabulous facility. It's about a month old now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same people that run the bookstore at the University of Missouri in Columbia. And so when you come in, you think you are on campus, quite honestly. They've done just a spectacular job out here. And for Mizzou fans, and there's several people, and there'll be a whole lot more people coming in yet with the Missouri-Alabama game tomorrow.
Yep.
For their tailgating, you know, and there's everything that you can put an M or a tiger on, believe me. And it is a spectacular facility. It's out here in Chesterfield Commons, Boone's Crossing, right next to Golf Galaxy, right behind Aaron's McCarran.
Yep.
Or the Ethan Allen Furniture Store. So, you know, and a short distance from any gun. So people have the idea, and Jimmy and I, and tonight, Paul, we'll be joined by Gary Pinkel.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Tim Barnes, and for Missouri fans, Paul, Tim was the starting center for the Missouri Tigers for 2 or 3 years, and then was basically a free agent and hooked on with the Rams a year ago. So this is his second year. Tim Barnes, former Mizzou star, is with the St. Louis Rams as an offensive lineman, a center, and he's a reserve lineman. Another alum will join us, and his name is David Rowe. His daddy, Bob Rowe, used to play for the old St. Louis Football Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
with Deardorff and Bilbor and all those guys. Only Big Bob was a defensive lineman. And we'll hear from probably one of the best football broadcasters in the country, Alabama's Eli Gold. And it's an interesting story, Paul, because Eli actually did the St. Louis Blues television for a couple of years in the late 70s. He is known for his Motorsports Report. You know, and your listeners that follow Jim Compton certainly would know Eli and his importance to Motorsports Reports. He does the Nashville Predators, National Hockey League. He does the NFL the last 7 years, 24 years with the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, the thing that this guy has going over our own Mike Kelly, who does the Tigers broadcast, is he gets to do a lot more victories. when you're the voice of Alabama, the best by far the best team in the SEC, if not in all of college football.
And you know what? I suspect we're going to hear some great stories. And we'll also have Mike Kelly and Vahe Gregorian. They have their own show, you know, on Wednesday nights right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Baseball, Paul, it's just a couple of hours away. It's another one of those elimination games. And, you know, the last several years, the Cardinals have done so well. You know, people throughout the day at different meetings and gatherings that I've been with, and they say, well, what do you think? And I say, well, you know, if I couldn't have Chris Carpenter, I would want Adam Wainwright.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the young man who takes the ball tonight. Paul, you know, his focus and all, obviously the Gio Gonzalez, the left-hander for the Nationals, is strong. Yeah, I'm sure he'll want to turn around. Remember that first game against the Cardinals? He had like 8 walks. Didn't really have his game. The pitching last night was just spectacular, but you know, you're not going to win too many games with 1 run and 3 hits. And I think if Molina and if Holiday and Beltran, you get that top of the order, the middle of that order, to get things going, that the Cardinals can move on and then have a date for the best of 7 in the NLCS against the San Francisco Giants. So we'll see.
As the Cards have proven, when it comes down to having to play one game to move on, they tend to do it. So hopefully,
they really do. They really do. And then tomorrow, the football game, 2:30 is the kickoff. Jason Lamar gets everything going for the Big 550 KTRS at 1:00. And at 1:30, it's the network show from Learfield Communications and the Missouri Tigers. And at 2:30, they'll tee it up. So it's Missouri and top-ranked Alabama. The Fighting Illini have a game against Michigan. And that pretty much, it's a busy time.
Yep.
It really is.
All right, we'll have more of all of that covered starting at 6 o'clock when Jim Holder and Jim Huer join you from the Mizzou store out in the Chesterfield Valley on the Kickoff Countdown Show here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Vahe Gregorian of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Make sure to start each week with Sports Sunday from 10 a.m. until noon on the Big 550 KTRS. Jim Holder and company will review the week in sports before eyeing the new week. Mizzou, the Cardinals, Rams, and Blues are analyzed by the best correspondents in the business. The most in-depth weekend sports show, it's Sports Sunday from 10 to noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
Moms, have your kids been singing this?
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Of course they have, because stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has 7 top secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
Stuff? Can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Just go to stuffies.com. That's stuffies.com.
Why is Instaflex the number one selling joint relief solution at GNC? Because other joint supplements are sadly incomplete. They just don't start relieving joint discomfort fast enough. But Instaflex can start giving you relief in as little as a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. That's right, GNC's number one seller, our most powerful joint relief solution ever. Missing only one thing, the price. But due to overwhelming demand, complimentary samples are not available in stores. Instead, we've set up a free express phone line to ship your samples straight to your door. You don't even have to leave your house. But call immediately while supplies last. 1-800-700-1440. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling our free express phone line now. 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is.
No work till Monday.
Big 550 KTRS. Mike Evans segment now brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchen, Bath, and Home. See all the stuff they can do to improve yours by going to thompsonprice.com. And now here on Aloha Friday, the one and only Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Hey, Mike.
So what's everybody talking about the Cardinals today?
We're hoping that Wainwright does his job.
Pretty exciting. Town all excited.
Very.
Oh, we have the experience with these games from last year and just playoff wise. So
yeah,
I just
think of it like the game a week ago. One game and you move on to the next level.
Yep.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
Yep.
I'm watching the Yankee game right now.
And
come on, Baltimore.
Yankees 1-0. You know what? And a guy for Baltimore just hit a towering ball into the second deck, and it looked like it was foul by just a couple of inches, and then they showed a super slow motion and blew it up, and it looked to me, you heard it here first, because they ended up calling it a foul ball after a review. I think that ball is going to show up with a little yellow nick. I think it hit the foul pole. It should have been a home run.
Wow.
Pop quiz question. I got a two-parter because of the vice president debate. Two-part pop quiz question. Don't look it up. Be fair. First question. I didn't know this until yesterday. I read it. What is Mitt Romney's real first name? Warren, Walter, or Willard? And where was Obama born? Hawaii, Maui, or Oahu? Answer in just a minute. Lindsay Lohan's dad has now come forward and said that he still says that it is Dina and Lindsay that need to go and be get some help, some psychological help. I tend to agree with him. I think Dina and Lindsay are out to lunch, and I think Dina and Lindsay are going to be in more trouble within the next, between now and the holidays. There'll be more involvement with the police and more trouble.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. Go see Argo this weekend.
That's the new Affleck movie.
Oh, is it good? I gave it 4 stars yesterday. Well, I was talking about somebody today about it, and I thought, man, people need to go see that movie.
Okay.
Love Nugget. How bizarre. Rihanna's father says that he loves Chris Brown and he hopes that Rihanna marries Chris
Brown. Wow. So it's no surprise that Rihanna's still with
Yeah. What is with these women?
I don't know. Somebody beats the crap out of my daughter. I certainly, don't want her to marry him.
Uh-huh. He's going to
It could be that Rihanna's father's even worse than Michael Lohan. I don't know.
Yeah.
TV news, there could be a real Beverly Hillbillies reality show. Talk that, honey. Boo, boo. And the family are considering moving to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. They do a show from there.
What are they going to do, fill in the cement pond?
Let the cameras roll.
Oh.
How about Boo, Boo meets the Kardashians? What do you think? Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah.
Is pregnant on Modern Family, says that she hates wearing that bump, says it's even worse than being pregnant. You know, she has a 10-year-old son, and his name is Manalo. She calls him Manny, and that's why the kid on the show is called Manny. She says it would just be easier for her to call the kid by her son's name, and that's all that'll
happen. Oh, she's a great actress if she can't remember a character's name unless it's her son's name. That's like that Tony Danza thing. Every show he was ever on, his character's name was Tony.
there is a lot of characters that they change the names to make the star more comfortable with the name on a regular character. It's not unusual. Uh-huh. It happens all the time. More bad news for Simon Cowell. The top 10 shows Wednesday night. X Factor was number 6. So here's a show that can't even get in the top 5 on the night that it's on.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's a problem.
Yep.
I still can't get over Michael Vick getting to own a dog.
Yes.
That's unreal.
A travesty.
It's just it's unbelievable. I was complaining about it to a golf buddy of mine. He goes, guys kill their wives and go to prison. They get out and they get married again.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, but the wife has a choice. The dog doesn't have a choice. I think it's horrible.
Yep.
I didn't know this before yesterday. What is Mitt Romney's real first name? Warren, Walter, or Willard?
All right. I know the correct answer, so I'll let everybody else guess first.
Tim, you want to start?
Walter.
I'll say Walter.
Warren.
No, it's Willard.
It's Willard.
Yeah.
I like that. And where was Obama born? Hawaii, Maui, or Oahu?
Tim?
Hawaii.
Oahu.
Maui.
There are, in the state of Hawaii, there are 8 islands that make up the Hawaiian Islands in the state of Hawaii. They are Hawaii, Lanai, Maui, Kaho'olawe, Molokai, Oahu, Kauai, Niihau. The 3 most populated islands are Hawaii, which has about 95,000 people, Maui, which has about 95,000 people, and Oahu, which has 1 million people.
Mm-hmm.
He was born on Oahu.
No,
there you go, and there you be. You got a whole lesson from about Hawaii, and you did a little Hawaii song for your band. Aloha Friday, over to Monday, we're gonna play today. Aloha Friday. Come on, Cardinals, get her done.
Yeah.
Lily Okalani, Lani, Lani, okay, look who in a cock and a hawk and hui hui ho. Two, three, cha, ooh. I'm another time a geek, cock, a hui ho.
That's Mike Evans, our own human Apple Maps app. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Find out what they have for you at thompsonprice.com.
All right, let's check traffic again with Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. They moved that crash from westbound 70 at Cave Springs off to the shoulder now, but your traffic is jammed back from the Blanchett Bridge, and it makes its way all the way to Bryan Road. Westbound 64, you've got a new accident at Clarkson that's got the left center lane blocked, and you're slow approaching Highway 270. Also on southbound 270, still running slow between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, it's running heavy now between 367 and the Canal Bridge. Southbound 170, slow from Olive down through 64. They've cleared that earlier accident. And on westbound 64, it's slow again from Compton through Kings Highway, where that earlier stall had a lane blocked. This traffic report brought to you by Dish Network. Hate commercials? Call Dish at 800-WATCH-TV and ask about AutoHop. Only with the hopper from Dish, you'll skip commercials automatically and just enjoy primetime shows in HD. Dish, let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Chair, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550. KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. End of the week. Let's get together and do some radio, shall we? We'll play some games. You could win some nice prizes. That's how we always end our week. Before that, we'll talk movies with Tom O'Keefe, and we'll talk Bermuda Triangle with a Discovery Channel expert coming up on the show, and actor David Arquette. A lot going on. See you tonight at 9.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on four select tires. Use the Ford service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Station.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk. And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Don't miss Missouri Tiger football right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Fueled by Purina Pro Plan. Join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
All right, thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend. Check out the website, harrisonline.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. And we'll see you next week.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye. All right, dear.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and cheese. Hot.